Star of wonder, star of night, guide us to thy perfect light. Amen. Well, it's a new year, and this is a great opportunity for a fresh start, a new beginning. Maybe you've made some resolutions this year to finally go on that diet, to get to the gym more, to spend more time with family, work a little less, maybe to help more in your community. Resolves that start out strong at the beginning of January have a way of being cast aside as our normal schedules start kicking in and we get back to our responsibilities. Our own broken promises can lead us down a path of guilt and even resignation. We might wonder for a moment, though, if that angst we're feeling that causes us to create resolutions to begin with has something to do with a spiritual longing, a call on our hearts. If our souls are yearning for more purpose and meaning, putting one more thing on our to-do list doesn't cut it. It actually makes us feel more restless. Perhaps determination is not what we need, but rather the faith to follow untraveled roads. The spiritual quest to the Christ child is not an easy one. It leads us through wilderness places, and we have to begin to trust that there is light ahead, even if we can't see it. Trust in what we cannot see, and also expect for light to appear in unexpected ways. Today we hear this story of the faithful journey of these wise men. This is a beloved gospel story, and it's read for the Feast of the Epiphany, which is in just a few days from now. It occurs on the 12th day after Christmas. In this season, we witness an unfolding revelation of who Christ was and is to us today. The word epiphany means divine illumination or revelation, and it celebrates the first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles through the visit of the Magi. Drawn to Bethlehem by the light of a star, that simple encounter told the world that everyone was invited to the manger. All were welcome into the kingdom of God. No one would be outside of Christ's saving embrace. But all of us have to walk the path to find the Christ child. The story today begins with the birth of Jesus in the time of King Herod. Now, Matthew's telling of this journey is actually told with dark overtones. It's told of an age when this powerful system of domination ruled over the many classes, especially those in the lowly castes. They were oppressed. They were made to feel powerless. Rome was governed by client kings who received their throne by divine right, and so they worked hard to keep their thrones. Herod was particularly ruthless, reigning through domination and terror. When the spiritual seekers called the Magi came from the east to pay homage, they stopped off in Jerusalem. These exotic travelers were revered by many, but when Herod caught wind of them being there because they were seeking out this new king, he reacted with fear and rage. So threatened by this notion of rivalry for his throne, he had already executed over 300 men who he thought to be conspirators, two of which were his sons. His thinly veiled plot became murderous when he ordered the slaughter of thousands of young children to try to protect his throne. But he summoned these wise men and tasked them with finding this child. And we know what was in store if he found him. While Matthew's portrayal is not the stuff of pageants or children's stories, it is a realistic account of that time and the darkness that overshadowed that period. The divine had come into the dark, and that star was a sign of hope to God's people. Emmanuel, God with us, broke through this world of domination to be a vulnerable new promise of redemption and new life. As the Magi followed the star to Bethlehem, they were overwhelmed by this encounter with the divine. They bowed down and worshiped him and gave him gifts fit for a king. And then they vowed to go home by another way. So when you understand the political context of this nativity narrative, it takes on a little bit of different meaning. The story speaks to every generation living amidst suffering, proclaiming that the Christ comes to our time to bring hope and redemption. W.H. Auden, an American poet living in another dark time, wrote a satirical but poignant poem called For the Time Being, a Christmas Oratorio. This poem was published in 1944 in the shadows of the Holocaust, and it grounded the significance of the incarnation in that time, the darkness of that time. God's redeeming love would come into that time to be a beacon of hope with this unlikely Savior. So his poem maintains that whatever joy Christmas brings, the journey to the Christ child can be treacherous. His treatment of the Magi was realistic, showing their vulnerability and the challenge it would take to be a seeker. In his version, the wise men set out to encounter the eternal, and they were given advice by the star they were following. Beware, all those who follow me are led onto that glassy mountain where are no footholds for logic, to that bridge of dread where knowledge but increases vertigo. We identify with the very human longings of these kings. He writes, at least we know for certain that we are three old sinners, that this journey is much too long, that we want our dinners and miss our wives, our books, our dogs, but have only the vaguest idea why we are what we are. To discover how to be human now is the reason we follow this star. Auden knew in the midst of war, in a time of genocide, in a time of horrific violence, one could fathom that there is no hope, that there is no God. But this poem suggested that incarnation made God present in the here and now, in the midst of that darkness, and comes into our own lives in the midst of our own kingdoms of anxiety. The kingdom of God is not some heavenly place that we run to get away from our troubles. It is incarnated here and now through the work of our hands, perpetuated in our love for one another. His nativity story is a story for grown-ups, and it acknowledges the hatred and violence in this world and our need for God's redemptive love to be a beacon of hope for us. To discover how to be human now is the reason we follow this star. Fast forward to our own time, and we see that rage and violence are still pervasive in the world. Innocents are still oppressed in the name of power, and those who have rule with fear and violence, and they want to hold on to that power. If we've lost our sense of wonder, even the faithful find it difficult to imagine a different world. But God enters our generation with hope and a vision that calls each one of us. It's a vision for all of us and all of creation that's made flesh by the work of our hands. Make no mistake, it takes courage to follow this path to find the Christ child. and encounter God from the very depths of our vulnerable humanity. But when we meet the divine, and we will, we are forever changed, and we will not go home by the same road. You may have come today hoping to sing one more Christmas carol, to hear that timeless story of the Magi. But if we hold on to that sentimental narrative instead of looking at its reality, we can simply pack it up with our creche sets and put it away till next year. But the promise of God is with us here and now, today, bringing newness of life, to redeem our suffering, to give us hope. I want to carry that with me through the year. I want to be guided by that. So now that the new year is here, I pray that we will make our resolution to finally make that pilgrimage to the Christ child. The journey holds both threat and promise for us, because there's no map of the terrain. It can be treacherous, and we will go through wilderness. What longings will you bring to the Christ child? Will you be guided by the star? And how will an encounter with the divine change the path you go home from? Saint Augustine wrote, "We, beloved of whom the Magi were the first fruits, we are the inheritance of Christ, even to the ends of the earth. Let us so proclaim him on this earth, in this our mortal life, that we may not return the way we have come, nor retrace the footsteps of our former life." This is why, too, the Magi did not return the way by which they had come. A change of way meant a change of life. Christ placed this call on each of our hearts. And as we share the stories of our encounters with the divine, we make flesh that incarnation. God invites each one of us to come to the manger, whoever we are, wherever we are on our journey of faith. No matter how unprepared we feel, how broken our hearts are, we are called to the Christ child. And we're challenged to travel these untraveled roads with faith and assurance that God's light will light our path. To discover how to be human now is the reason we follow this star. Amen.